Blog Talk Radio.
You and me alone.
And good evening. God bless you all. Welcome to PGN. And today is January 15th, 2022. Thank you all for coming on tonight. If you want prayer ministry tonight, please raise your hand by dialing 1 and you'll be placed in the queue. Okay, let me begin first with prayer and also to mention that this evening something really terrible has happened in Texas, Colleyville, a Jewish synagogue was attacked by a terrorist, and he's holding hostage the rabbi there and some people. So we'll pray for them tonight as we begin with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you. We thank you, Father God, for your a good God. You're a merciful God. Lord, we just pray that you give me the words you speak tonight. Not my words, but your words. Minister to your people, Father God, in a special way where they'll never be the same. We pray, Father God, that those that call in tonight will be ministered to in a special way, Father God. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you also bless every family on PGN, every minister, Prophet Randy and his wife and his family, Lord. Keep them all safe, Father God. Keep them all safe, Father God, wherever they may go, in the name of Jesus. And we lift up this synagogue, Father God, here in Texas. And we ask you, Father God, that you intervene in the health situation, that whatever that man is doing, Lord, we just pray that whatever works of darkness that the enemy is holding and using this man to come against these people from this synagogue, Lord, that the works will not prevail, Lord. We sever every communication to this man's mind from the evil forces, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that you would touch him right now, that you will render him powerless to do any harm in that synagogue. We pray, Father God, that as your police go in there and whoever else is going to go and help, Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name that you would just touch them, use them, and that your angels will go with them, protecting them and taking control of the whole situation, Lord. We pray for the lives in there. We pray for the rabbi there, that you will protect them, that your angels be round about them. Lord, we just pray for a miraculous miracle, Father God, something great, something grand, just like you did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Lord, that you protected them. Lord, we just pray that you do the same thing tonight. We lift them up to you in the holy name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen, everybody. Oh, all of a sudden, okay, my screen went blank. All right, everybody. Keep continuing to pray for this these people. They're in danger right now, and this is all due to Israel. We're living in really tough times. Israel's military on the 1st of January said that they had launched strikes against the militant targets in the Gaza Strip a day after the rockets were fired from the Hamas-ruled territory. So there's a lot going on over there. We need to continue praying and lifting up in prayer. We know that our strategies are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against these powers and rulers and wickedness in high places that come against the people of God and the Jewish people too, Lord. We just ask you to continue praying this week, because I don't know if you know through watching the news that times are serious in the Middle East. And so we need to pray for the peace of Israel, for the peace in the Middle East. Okay, and tonight I'll be discussing about the abundant living. Are you living the abundant life? I'm giving you a little brief of why I chose this message, because I felt that the Lord, for some reason, he is just showing me things prophetically, and sometimes I don't understand them, and then eventually at the end of the week, I kind of put two and two together. I had mentioned to Prophet Randy that the other day I was at a supermarket, and I hadn't seen this lady pastor for a long time, and she belonged to one of these churches from our city that I used to go to, the name of her church has to do with what I'm going to be talking about tonight. And for some reason, I started getting concerned, because I thought she was going to think that I was following her. And I had to, pull back and let her move, because everywhere she would go, I would find her. And I didn't want to seem like I was, trying to follow them, because sometimes these pastors, they have to be careful for their safety too. So I was like, Lord, why do you after all these years, let me see her? I don't normally see her. And so it had to do with the name of her church. And so the Lord began ministering to me during the week. And so God talks to us about abundant life, right? The scripture, John 10:10, talks about that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus says, but I come to give you life and more abundantly. God wants to give us abundance of life, but the enemy does try to do the opposite. He's always perverting things. In John 14, verse 30, it says, hereafter I will not take much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. So this is Jesus talking about that the enemy, Satan, has nothing in him. Okay? And so Jesus didn't give him any place in his life. We, on the other hand, have given the enemy access, an open door. How has this happened? Through lies of the enemy. The enemy will lie to you. Last week we spoke about the two kingdoms, the two systems, or the two kingdoms, if you will. God's system versus Satan's kingdom. God's kingdom versus Satan's kingdom. So God says we are not to give the enemy an open door. In Ephesians 4:27, it says, neither give place to the devil. So if Jesus didn't give him an open door into his life, neither should we. Where can we? We can have many enemies with open doors, right? Like in our finances, my misspending, not saving, and not spending our finances wisely. In our relationship, not taking care of our relationships with one another. In our marriage, not handling our marriage well. In our ministry, not watching and being careful and doing what God is calling us to do. Like, for instance, many of the things that Prophet Randy is speaking to us about, what God is expecting of ministries and the merchandising. About business, it could be in your business, the enemy may have an open door too. So if you're not handling all these and many, many, many other things that you may be handling wrong, I mean, leaving an open door, then the enemy will get it. He'll get in. He doesn't need much to get in. So you may say, well, babies are tormented and made sick, right? Why? Because the parents or ancestors gave an open door. So, yeah, maybe the babies didn't sin to come in, but we're born into sin. And so it could be because of the parents and ancestor that opened the door for that child through their bloodline for the enemy to have an open door to attack that child. But if those doors are closed, the enemy can't get in to take advantage of you and do what he wants, which is to kill, to steal from you, and to destroy you ultimately. So if you don't guard the gates of the door, then the enemy will come in. So think of those doors as gates. And we have security, like we have security guards today that keep the gate safe, that either give authorization to certain people to come in and others to not come in. We have to be gatekeepers, and the prophets have to be watching, being a watchman. And so so these gates can come into all kinds of things, like I mentioned, your family, your relationships. There's gates to your mind, through your eyes, through your mouth, through your hearing, what you hear, what you say. There are gates. You have to be careful with these things and not let the enemy come in through what you say, what you're watching, what you're hearing. And the word of God says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So first of all, resist. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So you must resist him. You have to not your pastor, okay? Your prayer partner, no, you, okay? Anybody else? No. You. You're the one that has to submit to God. You're the one that has to resist the devil. You're the one that then the enemy will flee from you. So what does the enemy come in to enter the gates, you know, with what? You know what it is? With lies. Lies, lies, lies. Right now, the enemy is speaking a lie to this terrorist that has gone into that synagogue to think that he's right. This past week, I had a friend in my thoughts, and I know better that when I think about somebody over and over again, I need to either talk to them or, you know, pray about them and lift them up in prayer. But I felt like I needed to go to her house. But here and behold, I found out that she had moved. When I look at the surroundings, the house looked like unkept, not like she had kept it. And it looked like little children were in the area in that house, lived in the house. So I got close to see if, you know, what had happened. And so sure enough, a young man, you know, good-looking young man comes out. And sure enough, it was my friend's son. She had moved. And so I realized why the condition of his house. Sometimes we keep our houses the way that the condition of our soul is. And so that's exactly what was going on here. He was in the military, and he had medically got discharged, and he was standing before me and was telling me about all the pain and the hardships that he had gone. But this is what he said, that if that pain was gone, then he wouldn't feel alive, that he needed that pain to feel alive. And I was like, immediately came out of my mouth. I said, no, honey, that's a lie of the devil. The devil's lying to you. That's not true. I blurred out the scriptures. God, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus comes to give you life and life more abundantly. So this young man was being lied to by the enemy. And I said, well, let me call my friend and see how she's doing. And sure enough, she was going through her own battles. So the enemy's been lying to her, too. It's like been one thing after the other. Yeah, she had some gained victories, but then in other areas, the enemy is, like, really bombarding her. And so I felt this strong thing in the pit of my stomach, like, oh, Lord, I just had it with the enemy. And I went to Daniel. This past week, I had this heaviness, this heavy burden because of all the things that we were seeing in the news and with the judges and all this, the things that they're voting in, and my heart was so grieved. So I said, Lord, what do I do? How do I pray? There's so much. And the Lord said, open the word. And I opened the word, and I opened it to Daniel 9. And so I began praying with tears. And I didn't understand what I was praying at the moment, but my spirit man knew. So I'm going to read you what I was reading in Daniel 9 verse 4. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commandments and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, in all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you, we and our kings, our princesses, and our ancestors are covered with shame. Lord, because we have sinned against you, the Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God and kept the laws he has given us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against you. You have fulfilled the words spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing on us great disaster. Under the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come on us, yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. The Lord did not hesitate to bring the disaster on us, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything he does, yet we have not obeyed him. Now, Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand and who made for yourself a name that endures to this day. We have sinned. We have done wrong, Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts. Turn away your anger and your wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill. Our sins and the iniquities of our ancestors have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all those around us. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, Lord, look at with favor on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, our God, and hear, open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. Do not make requests of you because we have righteous, but because of your great mercy. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear and act for your sake, my God. Do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. And I prayed, and as I prayed, and my tears were coming down. And I lifted my sins, my family's sins, and my nation's sins. And I asked the Lord, I said, have mercy on us, O Lord. And the word of God came to me, as if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. People of God, God wants us to turn from our wicked ways so he can heal our land, so he can heal our families, so he can heal our friends, so he can heal us. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. And then as I prayed in tongues, I kept hearing something. I mean, I cried rivers. I cried and I cried. And I asked the Lord to forgive us. And then in tongues I could hear and say, I've heard your prayer. And immediately I felt a peace in my heart. There's many more things that we got to pray about. We got to pray about many more things, and our battles are won and on our knees. On our knees is where our battles are won. And then just a little while ago, about an hour ago, a friend sends me a text saying, you know, pray for these this synagogue. Apparently, there's been attack on the people of Israel in the synagogue, and in New York, and now here in the state, and now they're holding them hostage. So there's high alert. The police officers are on high alert, watching over these people, and we need to pray. You know, it's just the signs of the time. And we need to pray for Israel, and we need to alert. Amen. So as I was trying to study and bring what God wanted me to bring to you tonight, the enemy, basically, he lies. He's lying to people. And people lose the blessings that God wants to give them because they listen to the lies that the enemy has lied to them about, and they don't receive the abundant life. And some people may cry out to God and say, Lord, where's the abundant life? I thought you were supposed to give us life abundantly. But you know what? It's because we listen to the wrong voices. You are a child of God. You don't have to live in these lies. You can stop him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Testimony, that means a statement or dedication of a witness under oath or affirmation, usually in court evidence, in support of a fact or statement, open declaration or profession. We confess with our mouths the same thing that God says in his word. So when we do that, we're testifying about him. We're confessing him. Remember what we talked about the weeks past about the tabernacle of meeting, where the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies. Well, Jesus is our high priest. He is the word of our testimony. He is what we are confessing. It is what we are saying that is the same thing God is saying. We are in agreement with God. We have to be in agreement with God in order to testify about him. That pleases him. That brings him glory. We're not ignorant of the devil's. We are not to be ignorant of the devil's devices. We don't play with him. Some people are playing with the enemy and opening doors to the enemy. You are doing it, and sometimes ignorantly. And it says in God's word that my people perish for lack of knowledge because they ignorantly open the doors to the enemy. And then they wonder why they're getting all these attacks. I was watching something about the microwave, things that we shouldn't put in the microwave. And you wonder, well, what is she going with this? Well, there's some things you can't put in the microwave. Certain foods you can't put in the microwave because it changes the molecular structure of the food. Kale is one because it has minerals in it. Anything with metal, the microwave will cause to burst, to be set on fire. And so God was showing me that we are like, we're not supposed to be in the microwave. We're supposed to be, you know, heated by the word of God. Anything else that the word does, that the world does, tries to do it in a quick way, you know, to quick, give you quick satisfaction, give you quick, you know, a sense of happiness, which is not real happiness. And so what the world offers is quick shake and bake, and it's not like that with the things of God. So God is saying if I kept looking, and this person put an egg with a shell in the microwave, and they let the microwave run. And the next thing you know, that microwave was full of the egg. It just busted that it exploded inside. And so if you are a child of God, there are some places that you shouldn't be because it'll ruin you. It'll ruin you. You shouldn't be in certain places with certain people because those are the things of the world. God doesn't want you to be, you know, mixed with the world because you can't. What does darkness and light have to do with each other? Nothing, nothing. So my people, please be careful where you, what doors you open that might ruin your life. And so believers, you may have a business operating in, and the devil will try using his systems in that business, and your life will explode too, whether it's your life, your business, your marriage, anything that you try to bring that's from the world will ruin your life. Amen? So what are these lies that the enemy's lying to you about? There's so many of them that I will be here forever trying to uncover them. And I don't make myself an expert at this because I really I'm still learning a lot. And the more I learn, the more I realize that I don't know anything. So I was thinking about the ways that the enemy tries to come to steal, kill, and destroy. And he used the topic of marine spirits, the marine kingdom or the water kingdom, the water world. And you go, what's that? You know, well, everything in this kingdom has a king, and Satan is the king of his system, his kingdom system. And so the marine kingdom, which is what I mentioned, the water kingdom, or it's also known as mermaid spirits and Jezebel spirits and Python and Leviathan, things that have to do with the animals, a frog spirit, different things that have to do with the waters. And anything that God tries to do, the enemy tries to come in and pervert it. He perverts everything. And so God says that he created the earth, right? And he put in the waters. So he made it good. He made the earth good. And so the enemy comes in and tries to pervert anything that the Lord has made, that God the Father has made. So what happens when we allow the enemy to pervert whatever God has given you, because you are born with an assignment. Each person is born with an assignment. Whether you complete your assignment and you are obedient in it or not, that's up to you. That's not up to your mother, your father. You can blame everybody else, but it's up to you. And so it all depends on what you allow the enemy to do. So you have a purpose. You have an assignment. You have everything that you need that God has put already inside of you, just like a seed, an apple seed. That apple seed has everything it needs in order to become an apple tree and bear apples, right? So you say, well, how? I may not have money. I might not have children or a business and so on and so forth. And you'll say, well, I don't have. Well, do you not know that God did the same thing for Abraham? And he did this for Noah. And he did this for Moses. He brought them out of where they were from to bring them into a new life, right? And so sometimes he has to bring us out from the old and bring us into the new. And sometimes that may be painful because we're so used to the old. He did that with the Israelites and the multitude, mixed multitude from Egypt. He took them out of there. He was giving them something better. But on the journey, it may not feel well. It may not feel like something that's good. But you have to give God time to change you and transform you in order to be able to use you. And he doesn't do that right away. He helps you to grow and mature in his ways. God has given you a position in your family. And then you might say, in this family, I don't know. You know, but my family, they're terrible. My family, they do drugs. They do alcohol. They misspend their money. They're into witchcraft. They're into all kind of things that are not pleasing to God. Well, yeah, maybe that's why he picked you, because he wants to use you to be delivered so that you can be a deliverer, okay? And so how are you going to deliver others if you haven't been delivered yourself? And I spoke those words this week to somebody that I knew, and I told them, you know what? God is wanting to deliver you so that he can use you. And they were just like shocked because they didn't want to hear that. I was watching back a version of Cinderella. And me and my granddaughter back around the holidays, we were sitting there, and I was like, no, you got to see the old version of Cinderella. And she's just like, no, you got to see the new, the one that they're singing and this. And I go, no, the best one is that one. We couldn't make up our mind which one was the better version, you know. And I still remember as a child where my mother used to have the TV as a babysitter and would plop us in front of the TV to watch things like Cinderella. And but Cinderella, she was like a servant slave to her family, right? And she had a fairy godmother and that turned things around for her. But you know what? That's a lie of the devil. There ain't no fairy godmother, no fairy of any kind. That's the devil trying to take glory for himself, you see? The only one, Godfather, God, is the only one that can change our lives around, because he already gave us Jesus to die on the cross for us. He already did it so that we can be new creatures in Christ, so that we can be in new things, okay? So you have to know God's truth in order for that truth to set you free. But if you're not spending time in the Word of God and reading it and allowing it to change and transform you, well, then how are you going to expect to be different? How are you? You have to be different from reading the Word, meditating on it, and letting it drop in your spirit. And then from what's already on the inside of you will come out. It will come out in your walk, in your talk, in your speech, You know, you get born again, but there's a walking out of your salvation that you got to do. And so God did that with Abraham. He made mistakes along the line. He made mistakes with what he thought God was telling him. Well, don't we all? Don't we all? And so he had to move him away from his family in order to give him what was new, because he knew if he left him where his family was, he would turn back into the old ways, because rejection is not easy. Rejection is not easy. It's hard, but it's easier taken when you're away from all of this, right? And so how many of you desire that Cinderella story, that Cinderella ending? I know I would love it. Just like Abraham, God put him where he was supposed to be. He brought him out of a family that he was supposed to come out of. They were idol worshipers, for crying out loud. So God says that he knows us from inside our mother's womb. Don't you think that he knows you from your family, what family you came from? That he knows you from inside of your mother's womb? And don't you think that the enemy knows that too and has tried to stop you? Life is what God says, not what the enemy says. And some of you have to renew your minds so that you can receive that abundant life. Didn't Cinderella's family try to stop her from seeing the prince? Well, the enemy is going to want to stop you from seeing your prince, Jesus. That's just like the enemy. In Ephesians 6 says that we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but with demons in their different levels, okay? And they have strategies against you. They have strategies against all of us. He wants to rob you. And one of the ways that that the enemy wants to rob you and lie to you is through the rules of the water, the marine spirits, the water spirits in the waters. And believe it or not, there are places around the world that there are cities under there where these animals, these demons, you know, are at. Let me explain. Let me try to explain as best as I can. Jesus, he was in the waters with his disciples, right? And as he was going to Gadarene, he was on the boat. The storm came, and he knew they were waking him up because they were like, don't you care that we're going to die here, Jesus? So Jesus gets up from his sleep because he had peace. And he calmed the seas. He commanded the storms to stop. He knew it was something demonic. So when he saw that, they kept on going to where they were going. And there they encountered the Gadarene, that crazy man, the Gadarene that had many legions of demons. So Jesus dealt with that, and he was always dealing with deliverance and delivering people of what they had on them, from the lies that the enemy had put on them. And he cast those spirits out, but the demons cried out to Jesus and said, you know, put us in the pigs. Put us in the pigs. Why? Because the pigs need something alive to live in, okay? And so Jesus did. And what did those pigs do? They jumped into the waters and drowned. But do you think those demons were, you know, that was a victory for them. An animal got killed. That was like a sacrifice to them. But do you think they went nowhere? No. They went probably into the marine, the waters in the animals in the water, the fish in the ocean, the octopus, the sharks, and all that stuff. He has to have a body, and he will go into them. And so a lot of these spirits, and we'll, you know, tomorrow we'll hopefully hear from Nicole. She'll be talking about Revelations, and in Revelation it talks about how some of these things are going to be coming out of the waters, the bodies of waters from the ocean, so or the rivers. I don't know. I don't remember the direct quote in the scriptures, but you can look it up for yourself. So Satan lies to us, making us think he dominates everything over our lives. Lies, 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 lies. Only if you let him, okay? Remember all the list of things in the enemy system that I mentioned last week? I mentioned how he perverted them and how God's system is not perverted, that's where the truth is, so that you can be set free. When you know the truth, you can be set free. So remember what we spoke about, the names of God, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, and so on and so forth. Well, look at the first one, Jehovah Rapha. That has to do with being a healer. He's our healer. But the enemy will lie and pervert to you and say that, no, you deserve to be sick. No, like that young man, that he needed to be sick. All kinds of crazy stuff the enemy will lie to you about. And another name, Jehovah Shalom. The enemy perverts our peace. He wants to take our peace away. And you have to submit to God, resist the devil from taking what is yours, and then the enemy will flee from you. But if you let him have it freely, then he'll take it. He'll take anything that you won't fight for. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord of victory. Our victory is perverted by the enemy. He comes to steal it from you. He comes to steal your victory. He comes in like a flood, trying to flood everything, your dreams, everything that he could possibly flood. But you know what? Jesus came. He came to give us life more abundantly. He came and he says he sets up a standard against it. And the banner over us is love. And you have to believe it. Otherwise, the enemy will continue stealing from you. Let God be true, and his enemy is a liar. If you rejected God, then God accepts us. You know, God can provide for you. God can give you all the things that it is that you're going through. But you have to believe. You have to believe. And you have to confess the same things he confesses. And you can't complain. If you complain, that cancels everything. So be a complainer and you're going to lose everything that you're hoping for. Your trust has to be in him. And then he'll give you this peace that even though you don't understand it, that passes all your understanding, you won't understand it. But he'll give you a peace when you walk with him and you stay in the right lane. What God gives comes without sorrow. But what the enemy gives does come with sorrow. So the blessings of the Lord are good. He doesn't give you sorrow with them. And so that's why I prefer that my blessings come from the Lord. God is able to do abundantly above all that we can ever think or imagine. God is going to bless you if you believe. He will use others. He will use other people that you don't even know, like he blessed the Egyptians too with other people. They gave unto them. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. But you got to be the just. The just believes. The just believes and trusts in the Lord. But you have to believe, not the lies the enemy has for you with his dirty, stinking lies to dirty you up, to dirty your clothes, because God's looking for a church without spots and wrinkles, okay? So you are a child of a king. He has wonderful things for you, stored up for you, like he did for Cinderella, like he did for the Shulamite, right? The Cinderella wasn't a real person, but the Shulamite was. You are his bride. God's promises are true. What God, the enemy promises, they're full of lies. Go ask somebody that served the enemy and in the kingdom of the enemy as a witch or a warlock and see how much blessings they got, maybe for a season, but then he'll take it all back. He's a liar. Can you see God's hands destroying all the works of the enemy before you and doing new things? Can you see it? Can you see it? Okay. So you're going to be afraid about deliverance, are you? Because part of being set free is deliverance. God will begin to give you the knowledge. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We're going to get some knowledge as the weeks go by. We're going to get more knowledge. And as you get more knowledge, you're going to be set free. And there's going to be deliverance too. Okay? So we'll take you as far as you want it. It all depends on you. Or do you want it? Or you want to keep on living with those demons that have a field day with you every day, tormenting you, taken away from you? You want God's truth? so that he can set you free? Or do you want the enemy's lies? Do you want to be delivered from all the lies he has given you? Some people don't like deliverance. That scares them. But what should really scare them is them keeping those demons that won't give them the freedom and the abundance that he wants to give them. So Jesus says on the cross, it is finished. It's done. It's done. It's a done deal, right? Do you want Satan's deal or do you want God's deal? There's so much that he's done for you. He's done with sickness. He's done with a financial failure. He's done with rejection. He's done with a lack of peace. He's done without victory. He's done. He's done. So Randy was telling us last week, because Jesus was seated at the right hand of the Father, so are we. So we have to believe and we have to speak what God says to see ourselves there. It's a done deal. It's already done. Remember the tabernacle of meeting where the priest would go in once a year? Well, Jesus did it. He did it. He did the sacrifice once and for all. He finished it. There's no need for another sacrifice. He doesn't have to do it over and over again. Would you not believe in the works of the cross because of your situation? It's already done. The devil's a liar. Healing is yours. Prosperity is yours. Abundant life is yours. Beloved, he desires that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Amen. And so now that we fight from the position of victory, of things already done. We fight now, moving forward. It's done. Okay, so this marine spirit, many don't realize that they're operating in that spirit. We're being lied to. Sister LaShawn was mentioning how the enemy exposes himself even in movies. Well, I was looking at The Little Mermaid. They had apparently a new movie out, something about the princesses. Well, these princesses talk to another character, and they're exposing themselves of what kingdom they're coming from, and it's all the marine spirit. And the worst one of them all is The Little Mermaid. That's where most of those spirits are very well known around the world, especially in Africa, because there's a lot of witchcraft in certain parts of Africa. They are very well known, the mermaid spirit. And so that mermaid spirit will operate in a woman or a man, but mainly in women, that they want to be beautiful and they're lustful and they want to entice men even though they don't want them. But many women will operate in that spirit and they don't even know it. So as they get older, you know, they want power. They maybe start off young and then they want more power. So they operate in a spirit of control, trying to control because they've been hurt. Maybe they have been raped as a young girl. So that marine spirit has a lot of stuff, and it goes hand in hand with the Jezebel spirit, with the Python spirit, with all these other spirits that try to come in and work with each other hand in hand. And so many people need deliverance from these spirits in order to be set free so that they can receive the things of God. Not everybody needs all the same things, but as you start seeking the word, God will start revealing to you what these things are. There's many more, and I'm not an expert at all in all of this, but God has been opening my eyes, and lies are one of them. This spirit comes with lies. And that's what I was seeing this week with this young man, the lies that the enemy was giving him, lying to him about his position where he was supposed to be. I was like, my mouth fell open. I had an African pastor that he taught us about a lot of these things and how animals were used to, that they would talk. And they say, if you ever see an animal talking, that's witchcraft. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't understand, that we're living in ignorance, and because of our ignorance, we're living in defeated lives, and we have to not be afraid of these things and allow God to move in and to help us. This water world or the spirit marine kingdom also operates in people's dreams. And they'll be dreaming that they're getting married and that they have a spouse and this and that. And that's all demonic. And those are things that people need to get delivered from. And remember that last week we were talking about how we are the bride and the groom, and the relationship of a virgin with a man, how they consummate their marriage, and, you know, they produce a child out of that marriage. You know, they have a covenant. You know, when a bride is a virgin and it's her first time, there's bloodshed there. There's a covenant made. So the enemy wants to make a covenant with you too, and he will impregnate you with his lies. And if you're not careful to understand that, you at night have to pray and ask God to protect you as you sleep, so the enemy doesn't come in to leave his seed inside of you, so later on it'll create havoc. Some people just walk around feeling like they have been molested, and they haven't been molested. It's these demon spirits that have molested them. Sometimes the enemy will use a person to do that, to bring harm to a child or a person or whatever. But the enemy has his slick ways of lying to you to get to you so that you can be his bride. Amen? So, and it's all done based on lies. So we'll be talking more about that. It's just so much that is to cover. But I want to give you just a bit so that you can start digesting the little bit and understanding the need for deliverance, the need for understanding that you need to come in repentance. You know, not that you're going to lose your salvation. You got your salvation, but you do want to live in that abundant life, don't you? So in order to be in that abundant life, you have to have some knowledge of what God is wanting to do with you, and some things that you have to get rid of. We talked about getting rid of our idols, and these are idols too. These demons are idols. We open the doors to these demons. So, and anything that we open the doors to the enemy will curse us. We don't want to live cursed. We don't want to live under ignorance. And so I believe God is going to do something in us, in our families, in our country, as we pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. Amen. So I'll begin to pray tonight. Allow me one moment so that I can see who's online first. Give me a moment. Okay, I see 803-991 and your name and where you're from. Can you hear me?
Carmen Alcantara, South Carolina.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay. Angela, South Carolina.
Oh, Angela, okay. Give me a minute. Let me mute you so to make sure I don't get any feedback. Thank you, Lord, for Angela from South Carolina, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, because thank you, Lord, you are opening her eyes to some truth, Lord. You're opening her eyes to some truth, and sometimes the truth hurts, but, Lord, you're opening her eyes because you want to set her free. You're showing her some things, Father God, some private things, Father God, some things that are close to her heart, Father God. Yes, Lord. Some things about her loved ones, Lord. And you're opening her eyes about this. And I thank you, Lord, because the intercessor in Angela, Lord, is coming out. The intercessor in Angela is coming out. I thank you, Lord, because she understands the truth that you're showing her and exposing to her, that she will be that intercessor where, thank you, Jesus, where the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And because of our prayers, Father God, I thank you, Lord, because our prayers are going to avail much in concerns to this, a loved one, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because she doesn't turn away. Her eyes are on what you see. She sees what you see. And she accepts it and she prays for it, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the heart of an intercessor, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that heart of an intercessor. And give her more. Give her more. Give her more. Show her more. Give her more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hello, Angela.
Hello. Hi. Amen. Thank you so much, Thomas. Hello. How are you?
Good. Blessing you.
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thank you so much. Great informative message.
Amen. I felt that message like I've never felt it before, honestly. I could feel it in the depths of my soul.
Yes, I felt it. The fire was on that.
And I want you all to understand that so that you understand that the enemy's a liar. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. And today, I don't know if you heard, you know, what's on the news with these synagogues being attacked. You know, that's sad.
Yes.
It's all because of what's happening, and we're sitting here and we're not getting informed. And I'm imploring to all of you to start looking and praying what you see in the Middle East. And God says that, you know, God's blessing those that pray for Israel and for the peace of Israel. So pray. There's a blessing behind it too. Amen. And pray
Amen.
For our country with all the stuff that's going on. You know, we need you guys to pray. We need to be united in prayer. There's power in unity. Amen.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
So give me a testimony. Talk to me.
That's why I'm calling you. I spoke with you, I think, for maybe the second time. We spoke with Sean last week on her show, and you gave me a word from the Lord. And you said that I had weighed the pros and cons about a person, and what I said was correct, what I had weighed. And everything you said was confirmation, because I did do exactly what you had said before you gave me the prophecy. So I was just calling you back to let you know who confirmed what I had said in my spirit about the situation I was dealing with. So, yeah, everything you said was calling that you know that everything you said was confirmation. It was just confirmation of what I had already was talking to the Lord about. And
Thank you, Jesus. That's Jesus. I'm just a vessel.
Right.
I will never take any credit for anything because I am not. I don't know nothing about that. That's God. God, amen.
Right.
I'm just allowing the Lord to use me. But praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see what it is, you know, for God to come in and give you a word and give you his truth. You know, there's blessings in it because we're guided by that. You know what? That reminds me of something that happened to me years ago. This young lady named Ruth, she's a sister of a friend of mine. And I didn't know the family too well, but I was beginning to know them because of other friends that I had that were close to us with our baby and all that stuff. Our baby was a little boy by then, and we met this family and this girl named Ruth. She was dating this military guy, and there was something about him that just stirred me wrong. And I took her aside, and I said, I don't know you very much, but I love you. This young man is not the man for you. And I just took a chance that people would hate me for opening my mouth and telling her that. But the young girl, she accepted it, and before you knew it, time went by. I mean, that's risky. That's risky to do.
Right.
And she left the guy, and years later, we lost touch. Many, many years went by, and I had moved to Texas, and I found this family again. And so the sister of this young lady tells me that she had gotten married and that she had, I think, three beautiful daughters, and she showed me a picture of the man she married. Oh, my God, they almost look like each other. They favor each other, and they were preachers' kids and everything. They had so many things in common, many things in common, and she was almost going to blow it with this other guy. She was almost going to blow it, but she let go. Sometimes we got to let go in order for God to, you know, to open the doors for other things. And so, amen. So that reminds me. Wow. So God has good things for you, Angela.
Yes.
Amen.
I receive that. Amen. I receive that.
So, amen. Amen. Would you like prayer about anything else or want to say anything else?
If you just pray for my brother, that God will bring him back into his kingdom. Because he's kind of out there with his beliefs and on the wrong track for sure.
Maybe that was what I was praying about.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Angela's brother, Lord. Oh, Father God, she sees right through her brother. She knows that he needs salvation, Lord. But salvation comes through you. You're the one that draws him in. And we just pray, Father God, that you draw him in, that you would give him a heart to realize that he needs you, that he needs you as his Lord and Savior. Help him to prepare him to make that big decision, Lord, and send people his way, Father God, whether it's his sister or someone else, Lord, just prepare the way so that he can say yes to Jesus, that he will make that commitment and say yes. Father God, touch his heart and anybody else in her family and any other person in our line listening, that if they have any unbelieving family members, Lord, we just pray the same for them, for their loved ones. Draw, bring salvation, Father God. Your salvation is now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bring them in. Bring them into the fold, Father. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Amen,
amen.
Angela.
God bless you, girl. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, okay. Next caller is 312-934. Your name and where you're from?
My name is Emily and I'm from Chicago.
Emily from Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put you on mute so it won't make noise. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Emily. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Emily, there's some things that you've accepted from the enemy that are lies, and he wants to set you free from. It's been many years of that lie. And you've been content because you thought that that's the way things should be. But, Lord, the Lord has more for you. He has more for you. And I pray that God will take the scales of your eyes and take them off so that you can see. You can see how it can be in Jesus' name, that you can see how it can be. And I thank you, Lord, because as she sees, she knows the truth, and that truth will set her free, Father God, to move in the places where you would have her go. Thank you for Emily, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that strong woman of God, that she seeks after your face like never before. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that glow, that inner glow from being in your presence. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that as she seeks you more and more, Father God, that she'll know what it means to be living from the inside out, that you'll give her even more and more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that newness of life within her. Newness of life, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your giving her more in Jesus' name. I declare and decree that in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, even as I speak about this, I could feel something in my inner man. I don't know what that's all about or if it's already happening to you. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I have cancer right now.
Oh, so that's what it is. Life. God is breathing life into you, the breath of life. And we curse that cancer because cancer is death, not life. Where's your cancer? Where's the cancer? Because it's not yours.
It's in my right breast. And I was going to share with you a book I've been reading from a pastor that I follow. It's called Exposing the Spiritual Roots of Disease by Dr. Henry Wright. And they was breaking it down about bitterness and unforgiveness and the right meaning it's towards like a mother-in-law or a non-blood relative, and in the left, a mother or a sister. So for the right, I've been trying to work things out in my heart with my child's father and his side of the family.
Yeah, it's not worth holding on to them because we're the ones that are hurting ourselves. It's like, you know what it is? When we don't forgive, it's like we are carrying a dead person on us, and they stink and make us stink. It's not good. You know, so you just like, no, I forgive you. I leave you. I lay you down to die. You can die over there. You leave me alone. I forgive. That's how I see it. So anytime you want to pick that up and say, oh, I'm angry at that person, well, just see yourself. Oh, no, 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 no. This is a lie from the enemy. He wants to dirty me. He wants to dirty me with dead stuff, deadness. No, that's what I was seeing inside of you. Life. I speak life in my sister in Emily, Lord. I thank you for the life that you're flowing through her body, through her breasts, Lord. I thank you, Father God, because they're full of life in Jesus' name. We curse the cancer by the roots, and we command it to shrivel up and die. We command it to shrivel up and die in Jesus' name. Now, and we bind it and we command it to go back to the pit of hell where it's never to return. We thank you, Lord, for that. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And Emily, just keep giving him thanks. Keep praising him. And you know what? God fights our battles as we worship the Lord. Keep worshiping. The enemy hates it when we worship him. Keep thanking him and worshiping God, and know that that is a lie from the devil. That devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came to give you life more abundantly, more, 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 more. Give her more, Lord. Give her more, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Give her more in Jesus' name. More, more, more. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. You felt something?
I just know it's shrinking. I came into some very wicked doctors, and they wanted to take both of my breasts and my uterus. I'm 35, so I, like, ran away. I shut them down. I didn't pick up the phone for them. I tried, like, natural things, but, like, in the last couple of weeks, it, like, tripled in size.
Can I,
like,
tell you something? I'm big into the natural stuff. I'm big into the natural stuff. I love having natural things, but nowadays you really, you know, you don't know. I told the cousin, I go, I don't know if we can even trust the organic stuff. So that's why we got to pray before we eat anything anyway, whether it's organic or not, because we don't know what they're giving to us. And I'm big on that. And I used to go to this one lady. She was very knowledgeable, very knowledgeable. And the other day I went for a job interview, and I said, I'm going to go over there and see how she's doing. And she has a little shop. And I went over there. It's called something about the garden, something herb garden. So I went to inquire about some information for other people that I know that have certain things, you know, in their body. And I wanted to get it naturally, you know, for them. And so when I go to the store, the shop is closed. My heart sank out. I'm like, why did she close her? Did she get a bigger shop? What did she do? So I went to the store next door, and I went in, hey, do you know anything? What's going on with these people? Have they moved somewhere else? He goes, no, the lady got an aggressive cancer in her spine. And I remember this lady, but listen, I remember this lady that she wouldn't go to churches or anything. She would have her church in her own home and have people in her own home. So, I mean, she was very knowledgeable about different things, but apparently there was something in her that she needed to repent of. There was a certain pride in her. And they never heard from her. It was months since the COVID began. Even before the COVID began, this lady had issues, right? And so my heart was burdened. I go, oh, man, the enemy lied to her too. And that hit me. I was like, oh, man, I really liked her, even though she was a little weird. I liked her. Yeah. And so I was like, it bothered me. I was like, I got angry. And then the Lord was showing, you know, he says, you know why? These things happen because they fall for lies. And sometimes even in natural medicine, there's things that have to do with Eastern religion and meditation and all that stuff. And you open a door. You open a door to those things. And you have to be careful. And we have to close doors. Those are idols. When you start taking yoga classes, you start doing meditation the way that the Eastern religions do, you're opening a door. You got to do it God's way. You got to meditate on God's word from your mind to your heart. And then from there, it drops from the inside and it manifests out. Okay, so we all have to put the word of God inside of us and do it more and more and more. And I know God has begun a good work in you. Something is moving. I felt like you received. I felt virtually from me. You received something. You received something tonight. So you continue with that, and I want you to, whatever you learn, you know, the things of God, that you come in and you share just like you did tonight. Okay, because somebody else may need to hear that.
Really good. Exposing the Spiritual Roots of Disease by Dr. Henry Wright. And what you were saying about the word, they say when the enemy comes to trick you and lie to you, if you don't have that word in you, stored in you, it becomes part of your long-term memory, which becomes part of your DNA.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's really good.
What else have you learned? Let me pick your brain. What else have you learned?
Well, he went over talking about if it was if a disease was a blessing or curse, because sometimes people see, you know, you're just going through the fire or whatever. And he has a medical background, and he's a pastor.
A naturopath?
He has a background in medicine. He said he's seen cancers disappear as the result of sincere repentance and forgiveness. It's testimonies of people who've been healed in 2 days after they addressed either bitterness, unforgiveness, self-hatred, and they say disease comes from three things, which are the bitterness, separation from God, separation from self, and separation from others, and how you give the enemy legal rights through your sin.
But it's unforgiveness, you see? And you know what? Another thing that I give you, when you forgive others, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. I remember years ago when I was, you know, a young believer, because I had to move a lot. I was a military wife, and so I had to move a lot to different bases and overseas a lot of bases. So I got to have a lot of relationships with pastors, right? And so I heard a lot of them. And this one pastor was talking about, he says, I sense that the Lord is leading us tonight to forgive ourselves. And I'm like, to forgive ourselves? I never heard of that before at that time. And I was like, I trusted this man, you know. And he wasn't perfect because he had done some things that later on we found out. But yet there was an anointing on his life. You could still have an anointing and still sin. And God won't take that away from you because, you know, that's yours to use. But we have to, you know, represent God well. And so that night he was talking about forgiveness. And I started asking God to forgive me. Oh, my goodness. I started bawling. Like, I wasn't a crier then. I was like, you know, stern, you know, no, not me. I ain't going to cry. Oh, my goodness. I was crying rivers. And I know I was set free from myself. For forgiving myself, I got set free. So we have to learn to forgive self because we know ourselves better than anybody.
He talked about a broken heart making your immune system weaken, broken heart or broken spirit. And just a whole little part where he explains the brain and how those negative thoughts from the enemy comes in and will throw your whole hypothalamus off and send your body either into like make a environment for a disease because it's throwing your systems off.
It creates trauma, and trauma opens a door. Trauma opens a door either with rape or trauma that you something that hurt or the loss of someone or through a divorce that can disappointment can open give you a, you know an open door. You know, there's so many things. The enemy's so tricky. But you know what? That's why every day we got to look and see and ask him to give us wisdom and draw close to him. And he will help us out. He will. He'll get you out of where you're at. And He can reverse everything that the enemy's cursed. And, Lord, I just pray right now for Emily, Lord, for her DNA, whatever trauma has come into her body. Lord, we just curse that right now in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of trauma. We command that trauma to go. Well, Lord, we just pray for healing, emotional healing in her body, in her soul, in her spirit, Lord. Bring healing, Father God. And change her DNA to your DNA, Lord. Let your DNA be in her DNA, Father God. Lord, just clear out, clean it out, clean it out, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the breath of life, breathing, breathing, breathing from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God, breathing life, 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 more abundantly, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in Emily's life. Thank you, Lord, because her heart receives and it's not deceived in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give her more in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. That's good stuff, girl.
Last thing.
You want to say anything?
You were speaking on. Yeah, last thing. You were speaking on. I think you were talking to somebody else. Or maybe when you were speaking in the beginning, you were talking about how, you know, you're chosen out of your family. Like, all of my family is in the occult. Or if not in the occult, still underneath the influence of the cult because they don't pay any mind to what they've gotten themselves into going back generations. So my mother had breast cancer. On my grandfather's side, I think his sister died of breast cancer. And this is something I really want to say now.
Well, I spoke about Daniel because, you know, I was seeing all this stuff. I had seen this lady that was in that shop with cancer, this young man with degenerative, you know, bones because of being in the military. I was seeing different things. Even in my family, there people are going through things. And I have an uncle in the hospital tonight that I didn't know he was in the hospital till a few hours ago he almost died on the table over there. And he's in intensive care, so they have him in the hospital right now. It seems like the enemy is, like, trying to come in like a flood and raise, you know, something against them. But, you know, we curse that in Jesus' name. We curse what the enemy's doing in that synagogue right now too. And so what God wants us to see is that the enemy lies, but we can't stay in the lies. We have to know God's truth and stand and testify of what God says, not believe. And by faith we receive it, right? And faith is a substance of things hoped for, things not yet seen. So by faith we're doing that. Amen. Because if we saw it, then that wouldn't be faith, and that's what pleases God. So, praise Daniel 9, like I prayed. I tell you, there was something in that prayer, and I tell you, I was crying rivers because I didn't understand. I'm like, you know, Lord, the enemy's got, you know, had me deceived in the past, has my family deceived, you know, has our nation deceived, our people in our city deceived. You know, Lord, you know, so I did the same thing Daniel did. He prayed for his people so that God would set him free. And God says, you know, if we pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then he will heal our land. So I believe God is going to heal you. God is going to continue to do a great and mighty work, and he's delivering you so that you can be used to deliver others. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Emily. You received
Amen.
That?
Yes.
Amen. You want to say anything else?
No, I could go on and on about this book. The last thing I was going to say, though, is they reference Proverbs 17:22, that a broken spirit dries up in our bones. And they were talking about the connection between thought and disease and how it will just start to change your T cells and everything. They said,
and that's from your thyroid.
Really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really bad allergies are from fear.
Wow. You know what? I was telling my dad that because he tends to be, he's not a believer. He wasn't a believer till not long ago, last month. And he's got a lot to learn, but God can catch him up real quick. And so I was telling him about this one lady doctor that she was teaching that our thoughts make our brain, and I tried to explain it to him like if I was explaining it to a child. I said, Dad, you know what? Your brain is like a tree. When you feed it the wrong kind of food, because he understands in gardening analogy, like a farmer, he loves that when I speak to him like that way. And he says, I told him, your mind is like a tree. If you're negative, you're making your tree dry up. But if you're positive in the things of God and you speak the word of God and you know you line yourself up with the word of God, you are like a beautiful tree that's all nice and green. And what's fun about it is that this branch makes connection with this one and it starts growing. But when you're negative and you start feeling sorrowful and you're, you know, oh, it's me, you know what? That tree starts shriveling up and drying. It's not getting the nourishment. It's not connected. It's not connected to life. And the word of God says, I am the branch, ye are the I am the vine, ye are the branches. It says, abide in me, right? Jesus wants us to abide in him. How do we do that? By staying in his word. His word is what brings life into our minds, life into our bodies. So we need to spend time with God and in his word so that life starts coming in. And we meditate on that from our mind into our spirit, and from our spirit, he bursts out into the natural. Amen? From the inside out. See how that works? Mm-hmm. I work like that. I'm very visual. That's why God has me as a prophet. At first, I didn't understand why I was like this, but now I do. Praise the Lord. It's all for his glory. So, what else? What else?
Lupus is related to guilt. Lupus is related to guilt, arthritis and self-hatred, multiple sclerosis, identity rejection. It's just a really good book. It's not too long of a read, and I'm so glad I came across it because nobody can answer the question. They want you to trust them. Let me put this chemo in your veins, this poison. Let me make your hair fall out, make your ovaries shrivel up so you can't have any more children. But nobody can tell me how it got here. So I have been on a journey for like the last 4 months of avoiding them and just trying to have God guide me to if I really need this poison running through my body or not.
The Holy Spirit will guide you, girl. He'll continue as you keep on allowing his word to come inside of you and, you know, permeating you. You're doing a good job. You're doing an awesome job. God bless you for that. You're an example to others. Thank you, Jesus. I love it. I love it. I want you to come every week and give us bits of what you're reading or what you're learning as you're going through your journey.
You know what?
There's something.
I'm sorry, are you on every night?
No, only on Saturdays, but we have other brothers and sisters, but you can, you know, look for any of them and share what you know. I mean, we're all a body here. You know, we're family. And we're all listening.
Okay, I don't think I've ever spoken to you.
So on Saturdays, I have my ministry, and I get on sometimes and I share stuff with Prophet Randy too, and so does the other ministers too. But yeah, we need you to what you're learning because there's something about when we learn something and we share it with others. I don't know, it kind of helps cement it, and not only for you but for the listener, you know. And that's part of teaching too, you know. So Emily, I'm happy and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You continue with that and keep sharing with us, and we'll continue praying for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Anything else you want to say?
That's all. Unless somebody else
goes. All right. God bless. All right. Let's see. All right. Let me skip that one because that one didn't come before. Okay. 850-966, your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Nicole from Louisiana.
Nicole, Louisiana. Okay, give me a minute. Let me mute you, okay? Thank you, Lord, for Nicole from Louisiana. Father God, I have to just thank you, Lord, because my sister dances for you. She dances for you, Lord. I see you dancing. She dances for you, Lord. And she does it well, Father God. She does it for you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in her life, for the dance that you're giving her, Father God, because she resists the devil. She submits to God, resists the devil, and the devil flees from her. And therefore, she dances before you, giving you glory. That is a praise dance. Thank you, Lord. I just see you like, it's almost like if, like a ballerina dance with the big skirt floating, and as you're twirling around, it just opens up like a big mushroom, really beautiful and elegant. I see you, your spirit man, dancing. I see you dancing in the name of Jesus for him, dancing for the Lord. I'm not sure what that means, but I see you dancing for the Lord. It's a form of worship. I don't know if you are in the prophetic dancing or what does that have to do. So thank you, Lord, for the dance in Jesus' name. Thank you for Nicole, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give her more dance in Jesus' name. Nicole.
Yes. Amen. Yeah, so I do typically dance, you know, for the Lord. I have recently been dancing, and normally it is like a more of a ballerina type dance, but I usually like and dance intentionally, you know, when I'm like filled with joy, but mainly like when I'm in spiritual warfare, so like when I'm mm-hmm. trying to pray and war against something, I typically will dance. The first time I've ever done that was years ago when I was a believer, but I didn't have that much knowledge about you know, Christ, but I did receive him as my Lord and Savior, and I was about either 17 or 18. I think I was like 17. My mom got really sick, and she was in the hospital and wasn't looking good. Like, they thought she was going to be hospitalized, and, you know, I was just kind of like the oldest in the home, and so I had to take care of everything. It was really a stressful time, and I feel like the Holy Spirit had laid on my heart to just start praising him. And so I put on some worship music, and then I just started dancing as if, you know, and I started imagining my mom coming out of the hospital. And she did. Mm-hmm. She came out of it. She came out of the hospital, and, you know, she's been good.
you know, as you're saying that, ooh, I feel that in my belly. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's kind of confirmation. I don't know if you've heard me talking to Prophet Randy. My daughter told me the other day that she has uterine cancer, and my mom passed away from cancer also. She had uterine, but because she didn't take care of herself, she let it go, and it spread through her whole body. But, you know, I went to their house to take care of them and try to help them, but unfortunately, because I wasn't a believer like they were, I was a believer in Christ and they were from another religion, and it was hard for them to receive from me. But they didn't realize mm-hmm. that what I had for them was not from me, it was from the Lord. And so now my daughter has the cancer, and one of the Emily had spoken about forgiveness and all that stuff, and that's exactly what I told my daughter. You know, so for you guys to keep yourself clean and your spirit man clean, so you don't get into a place like that, learn to forgive. Because it's a lie from the enemy. He'll lie to you. These women that have gotten divorced, if they don't learn to forgive their ex-husband, remember, if they had children with them and you don't forgive them, it affects your children too. You know, so it's a double whammy. So you forgive other people. You forgive your parents. You forgive your cousins. You forgive your uncles, whoever hurt you. You forgive, your coworkers. You forgive, you know, in ministry, the ministries that may have hurt you. You forgive. And you know, sometimes you have to do that over and over, and you get new people to hurt you. But you know what? The more you forgive, the bigger your heart is, because, you know, to whom much is given, God is going to require more, but he's going to give you more because you're a flowing river. You're like clean waters, you know, giving to other people, and the enemy likes to stop that. So, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yes, amen. I had just, it's so amazing how the whole body is just on one accord on forgiveness. It was about probably two weeks ago, I was praying and interceding for someone, and I was just getting frustrated. I'm like, why am I not, you know, seeing any changes? And God immediately led me to some scripture about forgiveness and judgment. And so I said, well, you know, I wonder why this is such a big deal to God. So, like, I'm always, like, trying to break down and get the details. Like, what is the reason why it's a must that we must forgive people? So he had showed me in the Old Testament, like, the legalities around it. So what I was, like, basically when you don't forgive people, you place yourself in a position of a judge. And the only judge that we have proclaimed is basically God. You know, we have given the authority over to Christ, right, to be our king and to be our judge, right? The last judge before King David was anointed. I forgot who it was. Was it Samson? I think it was Samson, and then they stopped anointing judges, and they started anointing kings in place of judges. So basically he was saying, he was showing me how, you know, when a judge is in a place where they carry out justice, there's always some warfare around it. So when we place ourselves in a position of being a judge, we invite warfare to ourselves. We open ourselves up to warfare. So because we're not anointed to be judge, we're not anointed to be good. You have to be anointed. And so if you don't have that anointing to be a judge in the earth, basically you're opening yourself up to, You're acting out illegally to be judged. Yeah, you're acting out. You're inviting yourself. You're giving the enemy an open door to come against you. And so basically he was showing me how Saul refused to accept his position as no longer being king because the anointing had lifted from him. He was no longer king anymore, but he didn't want to accept that. And so what it did was it invited death, not just to him, but also his son. And so, you know, that's what happens when we act out of order by being a judge and not forgiving people. So we have to give God the ability to be a judge. We have to let him have that position. And if we try to, you know, relinquish that control, basically we're opening ourselves up to warfare that we're not anointed to fight. You know, we're not anointed to be covered from.
You're coming in illegally.
Right. You're acting illegally. So I was like, whoo. So immediately I went and I said, let me go and ask for forgiveness. I forgave the person that I was upset with. And ever since then, I've just been trying to make sure I have a clean heart. Like, I've been going through the day thinking, has anyone offended me? Am I still holding on to any offenses? Well,
I'm not laughing, you know, because it's wrong. I'm like, you know, that I believe a lot of us on the line probably have done the same thing. So that's why I'm laughing. It's so similar to all of us, you know. Lord, you know, you go down through your list.
Yes,
because we want to be pleasing to God. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
I want to be pleasing. I want to be pleasing, and I don't want any problems. I don't want any warfare. So, you know, from the enemy that I'm opening up. So I'm just trying to make sure I'm good on that end. And not only that, he says that he won't hear our prayers if we don't forgive other people. So it's so important, you know, we're interceding for people and our prayers aren't going to be answered. We're working against ourselves. So I'm like,
but look
okay,
at the Our Father. Look at
right.
the Our Father. Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Exactly.
Right? So God's not going to forgive us if we're not forgiving them. And sometimes it's
yes.
hard because some people have done some really rough things, but, you know, it's freeing when you do it. At first you say, yeah, okay, Lord, help me. There's some people that it's easy to forgive them, but there's some others that you're like, they've done you wrong. They're rascals, and they've done you
right.
wrong. And it's like, oh, you know, but people think that because they forgive them, that's going to give them a free card. No, on the contrary,
no.
it's going to help them. It's going to allow mm-hmm. God to work in their lives when you free them.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Because, again, you're holding them captive. You're holding them as a judge. So how can God do the work if you got
mm-hmm.
them locked
exactly.
up? You have to release
exactly.
them. And it's so freeing. It is so freeing. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's an issue of trust. You know, it's a lack of faith. Because if you have faith that God is a good judge and he delivers justice, then you won't feel like you need to be in control over that. You won't feel like you need to keep this person captive. You know, it's almost like, mm. you know, you found somebody that you think is a bad guy and you're holding them captive, and then a higher authority comes in, like a sheriff, and they say, well, give him over to me. And you're like, no, I'm keeping him because I got to make sure that this person, you know, it has charges up against them, and the sheriff is like, I'm trustworthy. I'll make sure that, you know, the justice is served, and we're still trying to hold on to control. Like, no, you know, I want to hold on to this captive. Like, no, you need to let that person go. Let them go free. Trust that God will do the work that he's going to do, and that his will is better than your will. And I think it's just it's a trust issue. It's a fear, and it's a trust issue. And
mm-hmm.
you know, we just.
But you know what?
We have to.
I'm listening to you callers, and I am so proud of you, girls. I am so proud, and guys, if you're on the call, I am so proud of you because you guys are getting it. You guys are getting it, and you're speaking God. You're testifying about what God is saying. That's how we overcome
yes.
the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the word
and
of
the
our
word.
Testimony. You're testifying about what He says in your life, and that brings him glory. That's exactly what I've been trying to say, and you guys are examples of that. And I'm so happy that you're getting it, and you sound young. So I mean, that's even a double whammy that young people are
yeah.
getting it.
Amen.
You guys are getting it.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
You don't know how that touches my heart. You don't really understand, because this week I saw that young man. And he was young, and he was, like, broken in his body. And then the thing was that he had gone to church, and he tells me in that little bit, I don't know what it was about me that he, you know, he just started pouring out on me. Like, like I don't know. I didn't get to know him or talk to him before. I know his her other daughters, you know, so they know about me, but
mm-hmm.
not her son. And this young man, he started talking to me and, like, just pouring out his heart and saying that he was in a church and that, you know, because of the lifestyle, I mean, I guess he grew up partly with his dad. And they're, like, you know, I'll say it, like, cholos, you know, people that are rough, you know. And so he had that experience. And so this pastor, he says that he felt that he was a hypocrite because he says, well, what about the love of God that you say? He was trying to get him out of the church because he didn't like the kid. And I just could feel when he was telling me that, the hurt and the pain. I'm like, this
yeah.
could be one of my kids hurting and being rejected by somebody.
Yeah.
And that hurts. I know what rejection's about. And that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts so much to see him and, you know.
Yeah, and need family. Yeah, and yeah. get rejected yeah. by the very people that should be showing him love. Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I started praying for him. My heart was like, Lord, you know, oh, whatever they did, Lord, don't let him stay away because of what that one man did. I don't know what that man did or what he did or whatever, but, you know, I'm just seeing this young man's heart, and there's a lot of people, young people out there that are going through that too. And it is so, you know, hard to see that. But, you know, I know that it's just the lies of the enemy. That's another example of how the enemy lies. He lies to other people yeah. about us. He lies to us about other people, you know, and it's wrong. And so as we grow up to be mothers and grandmothers and all that stuff, we have to leave a legacy in our lives. We never know when we're going to pass away. Nobody's guaranteed. That's what I told my dad. I go, nobody's guaranteed. I'll give you a little story too. I was showing my dad through the TV on my phone, all the pictures of the family. And I don't take nobody's pictures, but I'll take snapshots off of my phone from the family, because people like to be protective of their old pictures and all. And so I had a whole bunch mm-hmm. of them. So I was showing my dad, look, Dad, we can see him on the TV. And so I'm showing him, and we got up to a point where he saw his father. Oh, my God, his eyes turned really different. His face turned. He had a lot of hurt because he was rejected by his dad as a little kid. So much that my grandfather, he hurt a lot of people. He hurt his first wife. He hurt his second wife, his children from the first and second marriage. And so I had to do some ministry on my dad and explain to him, you know, you got to forgive, Dad. All these years you've been carrying all this, not allowing the Lord to minister to your heart and to use you. And all these years you wasted time. My goodness, you wasted yeah. time. God wanted to use you mightily, and look, but you go, you still are in time. I go, God can mm-hmm. do a great work in you in whatever amount of days you got on this earth. You know, he can do great, exceedingly things that you don't even imagine he could do. He can, you know, use you in ways that, you know, you may never, ever know, you know, understand. And so a tear started coming down his face. And I had to break down the man and show him. I had to break him down and show him, you've done this and this and this and this. But you know what? God is not a God that treats us like our parents did. And that's probably why you have never gotten close to God. I told him, you probably never got close to God because you're relating God to your own father.
You take
God
your,
is not
yes,
like a man.
Yes.
God is not a man. That's I go, Dad, true. He loves you. He loves you so much. You don't know the things you've been missing out on because you just didn't want to give your heart to him. And this man started crying and crying and crying. And so I brought that part of him down, and then I built him up. And I started building him up and building him up with the words of God, that what God was going to do and this and that. And he finally, I said, do you want to receive the Lord? And he said, yes. And then he did.
He did.
He received the Lord. And I noticed a difference. I mean, he's not Mr. Perfect. Trust me,
right.
My daddy-o is not perfect. But I could tell there's a difference in the way he talks, and even the way he talks to me. And I had to say some rough words, you know. But he left, and I said, you know, and I was still rough on him because the man is rough. He was rough. Me growing up with him, he was rough. But that's why God made me the way that I am, because he knew I was going to meet some rough people. And so, you know, but he had to deliver me so that I can deliver my family. And that's what he wants to do with you all. He wants to deliver you guys so that in your experiences, he can deliver your family. And please, you know, don't just hang up because I'm not getting to you. I'll get to you tonight because there's plenty of time for me to minister to you all. If you haven't lifted your hand up, please dial 1 and you'll be placed in the queue. I have enough time to minister to all of you. God did an awesome work in his life. But we first started with forgiveness. And so I don't know what God is going to do with him, but I know that God is leaving a godly legacy. And I told him, you know, the legacy you can leave us It's a godly legacy, a godly legacy. And that's what was in his heart. He wanted to do that, and he didn't know how to do that. And so I had to be Mama Carmen to my dad for a moment.
yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. So you have to be led by the Holy Spirit, too, to deal with your families, to know how to deal with that. And so even as you're listening in onto the call, just because I haven't gotten to you, there may be something within our talk with somebody else that may be for you. And you need to listen on to that and grab a hold of that and also take that. God is a wonderful God. He's got enough for you, me, and everybody. He's like, he ricochets all over, and he gives to everybody, amen? Even the one that he uses, even me. Sometimes I get, while I'm talking to you guys, I'm like, whoa, that's good. I like that.
Amen.
So thank you, Jesus. So what else you got for us, Nicole?
Well, that's it. Just basically just forgiveness. You know, he's just been laying that on my heart and just purging our hearts. I've been doing a lot of deliverance from home.
Really?
You know, just looking, taking inventory of things that I, you know, the Holy Spirit has shown me about myself that, you know, he wants me to get rid of, and just, you know, going through deliverance and, you know, just renouncing things that, you know, I've allowed unknowingly to open up a door, or knowingly sometimes, and just making sure that my heart is clean. And so it's just beautiful, because when you were speaking to the girl before me, you know, it's just like confirmation that the Holy Spirit is speaking to all of us. Like, you know, it's not a figment of our imagination. It's not by chance that he's saying the same thing to all of us, which is clean up, deliver, you know, get your heart clean. And so it's just exciting and beautiful.
Wow. Well, I'm proud of you girls. I mean, if Prophet Randy heard you guys, I'm like, they're getting it. Yay. He talks about, we're all talking about, all the ministers on PGN are basically talking in, about all of this, and we're realizing it. But you know what? God's going to use you too on PGN, because he's preparing this group that we got here, because it's going to get bigger. It's going to get, PGN is going to get bigger, and we need more help, and we need you girls that are already delivered and God dealing with you guys, so that you can also help out to help other people be delivered too. So I'm happy for you guys, what you're doing. Continue in that good work with the Lord. Continue letting him, you know, show you things and help you. And sometimes it's rough, because you're like, oh, this hurts. But, you know, okay, it's okay, because this is going to serve a greater good later on, right?
Amen. I'm excited.
All right. Is there anything you want prayer for?
Just my family, you know, just continue strength and peace, and give me wisdom to, you know, minister to my family and help them get delivered.
Okay. Father God, we just pray for Nicole. Lord, her heart's desire is for her family, Lord, and I know it's your heart's desire too, Lord. I just pray, Father God, you give her the wisdom to speak when you want her to speak, and be silent when you want her to be silent, but not in a passive, aggressive way, Lord, but in a loving way, that where they'll feel your presence, Lord. They'll feel your conviction, even when she's silent, Father God. I pray, Father God, that she would just, you know, be used mightily as the life that you're giving her from the inside, they'll see it on the outside, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Nicole. Thank you for the greater things that you're going to be doing and for how you're going to be using her. Thank you, my God. Thank you for my sister. Bless her mightily. Bless her family. Bring unity. Bring them closer with cords that cannot be broken, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okie dokie. Oops, sorry. Wait a minute. I didn't mean to cut you off so fast. Okay, Nicole, are we good?
Yes, we're good. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay. God bless. All right. Let me see. The next caller, 903-918, your name and where you're from.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Miss Michelle. Michelle from Texas. From Texas. Okay, let me put you on mute. And that reminds me, We have some serious issues going on in Texas right now in Colleyville, Texas, where a terrorist went into a synagogue, a Jewish synagogue, and held them captive. So we've been praying for a safe release for the rabbi. He's a young guy, a young man that I guess began in ministry, and we're praying for him and for the people that are held hostage. Apparently, this is happening all over the world. In New York, also, the synagogues are being attacked because of what's going on in Israel. So please, 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 please keep them all in your prayers. Keep what's going on in the Middle East in your prayers. If you don't know how to pray, pray in tongues. Okay? All right, for Michelle. Father God, I thank you for Michelle. I thank you, Lord, for her heart's desires, Lord. I see her heart beating with the heart's desires. Her heart's desires are your desires, Father God. I see her heart beating with your desires. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for Michelle, that she sees things the way you see them, Father God. She sees them the way you see them, that it's no longer Michelle that lives, but you that live in her. And the heartbeat that beats in her is your heartbeat, Father God, for the matters of or for family, for those around her, for her situation, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because she doesn't see things in her ways. Her heart doesn't beat for the things that she wants. Her heart beats for the things that you want. I thank you for her beating heart, for her heart desires. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Michelle, Father God, for her heart desires in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Move in her, Lord, in a special way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Michelle, Michelle. Are you there?
Yeah.
Talk to me, Michelle.
Praise the Lord. I was going to ask for prayer concerning my heart.
Really? What's going on with your heart?
Well, I had got a good report, and then the enemy came in, and I'm supposed to have a procedure that I don't want to have because I'm
in your
praying
heart?
For my healing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just praying, believing God to heal my heart.
Well, you just heard what the Lord said, and it happens first.
Yes, I know.
The supernatural happens first, and then it comes in the natural. So God is showing you where the problem of not the problem of the heart, but that your heart is the desires of God. And that's where all the issues of life come, what we hide in our heart, And because you're seeing things God's way, the things that are being held in your heart is God's thing. So there's going to be life there. There is life there, right?
Yes.
Because remember what
yes.
I said at the beginning of the show, that the enemy tries to look for an open door and lies to us
mm-hmm.
about something. And so he tried to lie
mm-hmm.
to you, and you know it. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And you see it. So now you're lining up because you know what God is saying. You know what God is saying. And so that heart is going to be beating like God says to beat, because it's God's desire is beating in you, and it's you're testifying about what he's saying. And when you do that, that's how you overcome the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of
and
our
the
testimony.
Word of my testimony. Yes, praise
Hello.
God.
Hallelujah. Woohoo.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
You see how that works?
Yes.
See how that works for you?
I see how it works, and I was like, okay, I don't even have to ask for prayer for my heart because he just spoke to me about it. So praise God.
Yes. Yes, and how did I know that? I didn't. It was God through me. I didn't know that. I get more shocked than you do. I'm like, wow, God, you said that through me. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. That was God. That was God. So write it down. Write that word. So every time the enemy comes in to try to get an open door, don't open your mouth to say the opposite. Don't testify differently. You
mm-hmm.
say, nope, devil, you liar, 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 liar. Pants on fire. No, no, no. I'm speaking God's truth. I'm testifying about my God. I'm giving him glory with my words. And I'm healed. By his stripes, I am healed. It's already done in Jesus' name. And you keep on, you keep on, you keep on, you keep on. It's like sometimes when we take medicine, sometimes, you know, that at first it doesn't work. It takes a little while. And then you start taking it, and then before you know it, you feel better. So take those scriptures, put them in a bottle, an old medicine bottle, and write them really tiny and put them in there. Every time you have an ailment, you pull one of those healing scriptures out. And by his stripes, I am healed. And put it right back in and pull another one, and you're taking medicine, God's medicine, right? Because he's our great physician.
Yes.
He's Jehovah Rapha, yes. Our healer.
Yeah.
You see? Hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
Write anything down. So as the weeks go by and you call in, you give us tidbits of what you are doing and what God is doing in you, because you got to share it. You got to share what works for you so it could work for somebody else. Like all the girls are doing right now, they're calling in and saying what they're learning from the Lord. And wow, we're going to all grow in leaps and bounds. I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see that, what God is going to do. Amen? And so,
yes.
But also
Amen.
Find the enemy, because the enemy likes to, you know, come back and try to do things, but we got to shut him down. Shut his shop down. Nope, nope. You don't have no power here. We cancel your works and your of darkness in this place. We cancel your works of darkness in our family. We cancel all your works of darkness in our workplace, in our lives, in our bodies, in our health. You're a liar. And we thank you, Lord, and you start speaking God's truth, God's word, as he gives it to you. There's so much word in the word of God. I mean, you just gather. Go even go online and gather things about healing. Gather, you know, there's certain words that just jump out at you, and you're like, that's tasty. That's good. I'm going to get that. I'm going to put it in my bottle of healing medicine. Amen.
Yeah.
So you do
prophetically.
Amen. You're taking that bottle, and you're putting those little pieces of paper with the scriptures in it. That's a good idea. If I do say so myself, that was the Lord that dropped that in my spirit. Amen. Is there anything you want us to pray about?
No. That was an answer to prayer.
Amen.
But I was just listening to you talking about familiar spirits and those marine spirits, and I had been praying against those things, and it just like came up in my spirit, and when something comes up in my spirit, I always pray against it, you know, and I was like, oh my goodness, I was just praying about that, and he was really speaking through you concerning those things.
God knows my heart's desire is for the things of God. So I know what I'm talking about. It's not me. It's God in me. He's speaking through me to you people, to all of you, so that you understand what his heart is all about. It's not what Carmen wants. It's what God wants. It's what God wants, and you have to do the same thing so that we could bring him glory, and he shines, not us. We don't want to shine. We let him shine through us, but it's about him. It's about him, his glory shining through us. Amen. Wow. I could feel the presence of the Lord. Oh, man, there's something about this show tonight. I could feel God's presence, like, really strong. Like, you breathe in. It's almost like he's inside and outside, and you're breathing him, and it's like thick air, like the air of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. I praise your holy name. Thank you for what you're doing in Michelle,
you.
Father God. Complete that work in her heart, Father God. Complete it, Lord. Bring total healing in Jesus' name. Wholeness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the bones too, Lord, for the bones too. You're bringing healing in the bones, and you're bringing them together. You're healing them, Father God. I thank you for your healing in Michelle's bones. It may be also for somebody else on the line. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay,
amen.
Girl.
Praise
God. God bless you.
God all bless right. you, too. Good night.
All right. A wonderful week. Okay. All right. Next is, let me see if I see them. Sometimes they drop and they're impatient instead of waiting because I'm going to give them a word. I am going to give them a word. Okay, and because the numbers jump around, too, so I have to look for them. Or, oh, that person, I was going to call them next, and they took their hands off. They took their hands down. Well, okay, that means you don't want me to talk to you, but if you bring them up, I'll come back to you. All right, let me look. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be fair. Okay, the next one is 214-415, your name and where you're from.
Hello, it's Barbara from Tyler, Texas, and Dallas, Texas, and all around Texas. But I raised my hand because I had a praise report for you. I didn't get to hear the beginning of all of the message, but I just wanted to tell you that I enjoyed what I did hear, and that the dream that I was having about the snakes, the person called me, the young lady that I was praying for, she called me and told me the things she was going through for a divorce and the children, and how the big snake came and did something like trying to take her children and the court things and what they were going to go through, and she was just describing the things, and I said, well, that's the snakes that the Lord wanted you to watch for because they were trying to attack your children. And so we began to pray, and the Lord began to just comfort her and give her peace through it. And so I just thank God for the testimony that when you're loyal to the Spirit of God and not to the things of the enemy, but because you know that word, he can give you the answers that you need. And not knowing that it was going to happen later, he was just preparing me what to tell her and everything and what to detach from, and that it was of the Lord, that he was warning her. And so I thank God because he has people that can stand proxy for others, that when you love God. And so and then later after we went through everything and prayed and read the word of God, and then he began to show me the birds. And he was letting me know how when you study and read on the birds, how that the end had come and new work, new ideas, new things, new beginning, new year, and then to, you know, to fill it with that. So I'm just grateful that I can hear from the Lord, and I thank God for all of you that shed light on it and, you know, and her being dismantling the things of the enemy. And so I'm just grateful for that, and that's the testimony, that when we get people in the right position to pray, they may not understand the words that they're giving, but a lot of times it'll be for later on or for tomorrow, because nobody never knows what God is preparing the other person, and they're going through, and, you know, and I just wanted to encourage you guys on PGN to keep pushing, keep pressing, keep speaking, and speak the mind of Christ, as you always do. So I just love you guys for that. Amen. So
amen.
I just want to thank God for when you're a watchman, when you're a seer, and when you, you know, you walk in those the office of a apostle, prophet, and being a seer, being a gatekeeper, you know, he will reveal things to come. And so we are grateful for that. Amen. When the whole team gets together and pray. You know, and I thank God for you guys. And Randy speaking on
I love
on,
my PGN
you know,
family.
Yes, I've been there, and I just love them. Even in their process and the new growth. And one thing I love about Prophet Randy, he meets you where you are, and he gives you a chance to work. He put you to work so God can do the work. I love that.
Exactly.
It's just awesome. Praise God. But
yeah,
sure
he's,
you can pray.
This
you can
is
talk.
A place to grow. This is a place to grow right now because there's going to be more people, and the ones that are here are the ones that are going to be prepared so that when other people come, we're ready for them. We're ready for them. I see that. He's going to use each and every one of you. And I am so proud tonight. My heart is is swelling with joy hearing these young girls talking the way that God is dealing with their hearts and how they're being obedient. Oh, Miss Barbara, you don't know how that's does me so good to my soul. Oh, man, it's like, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I just can't. I don't even have words for it. But anyway, let me pray for you, okay? Let me put you on mute so I won't hear any echoes. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Barbara. Oh, Ramasha Talabakia, Ramashon Dalamakai, Goya Shan Dalamakia. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing, that the best is yet to come. I thank you, Lord, for her latter years are going to be greater than her former years. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. You're doing a new thing in her, Father God, that even is going to surprise her, Father God. Oh, thank you, Lord, that it's going to surprise her, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit always brings newness, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're going to find yourself doing new things too, Lord, Sister Barbara. You're going to find yourself doing new things. And it may seem a little hard at first because you're like, I don't know about this. But no. Don't despise the small beginnings, and because there's going to be other things that are going to come out of that in Jesus' name. Some things are going to come out of that. Don't despise small beginnings. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in my sister's life and in her life, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for her obedience. Thank you, Lord, for these are exciting times for the body of Christ and for my sister too, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Amen, Sister Barbara. Is there anything else you would like to say or pray about?
Yes. There is some new work, like you were praying. And I'm asking God, Lord, lead, guide, and direct. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? Make it plain as a two-year-old because you were right on it. So. Like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
What were you going to say?
Well, you didn't miss it. So I'm like, okay, Lord, you talking to me. So he's telling me to rest, but at the same time, he's just giving me new things to do. And so I got a call from a pastor. She said, please come. Please, we need you. And I'm like, well, I have my own, but still, you know. And then the other one said, well, I need you to come, and I need you to help me with Sunday school. And I said, Lord Jesus, and then, Lord, you told me to rest. Now, what is this? Everybody at the same time.
You know what? Sometimes, you know, when we do the things of God, we actually rest in him. When we're in the things of God, there's been times where I've gone to church and I'm so tired. And then after the service and I come out, I'll feel like, ooh, like I got refreshed. Like I got refreshed. And I don't understand it with my head knowledge, but I know that something happened. So
right.
We don't know it. God's way of refreshing us even as we give. You know, the living waters go through us and touch us and touch others. Amen?
Yes. Amen. You're right.
Well, God bless you. And you
love
have
you
a
though.
Wonderful week this week. Love you too.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Okay, let me see. What's the other number? Okay, I did that one. I'm sorry, you guys. Is that I have to go through because they change, you know, as some people get added and move out. Okay, here's one. 111111. Your name and where you're from.
Yeah.
Hello. All right. So I'm going to pray for that 11111. Thank you, Lord, for 111111. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for prophetic dreams. I thank you, Lord, that you're giving this person prophetic dreams and that you're showing them things that sometimes you're not able to tell them when they're awake. But, Lord, I just thank you that they'll remember these prophetic dreams and that they'll be guided by your dreams, Lord, and the dreams of the enemy they will not have. I pray for sweet sleep, and that in that sweet sleep, that there will be revelation sleep, Lord, sleep with revelation. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for that, for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord, because there's going to be some revelation in that, in those dreams, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And that's the only 11111 that we have. So whoever you are with 111, that's you. All right? God bless you. Amen. Let's see. Who else? All right. John. Let's see. Oh, that person left. All right. Oh, okay. Oh, I have one. There's people that don't have their hand up, but if you raise your hand, I'll take your call. Just dial one and you'll be placed in the queue. I think I got everybody, but I still got time. If not, I'll play a song while I wait for you. Let's see. Let's see. Who else do I need to cover tonight? Mm-hmm. All right. I got that one. Because it shifts around. Things are not. Did I get this one? No, I don't think so. Oh, okay. I got one right here. No, I got that. No. All right. Okay, I got 251-229, your name and where you're from. Did I get
you? Hi, I'm calling. No, this is Sarah. I'm just calling you late tonight.
Sarah. Let me mute you and then I'll come back to you. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the beauty of holiness. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for the beauty of holiness. I don't know what that means, but for the beauty of holiness. Yes, I do know what it means. Now I do. God is making you beautiful as you spend time with him. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's a different kind of beauty, Sarah. It's a beauty from the inside out. There's a beauty. And he's giving you beauty for ashes, the beauty for ashes, beauty for the things that the enemy had lied to you about, but now God is turning that around for your good and turning things around and turning those things and making them beautiful. Oh, Lord, I'm going to give you an analogy because I feel like the Lord is telling me to give you this. In Japan, the Japanese have this way of doing things that when pottery breaks in their house, they tend to not throw it away. They put it all together, but they join it together with like a gold substance things where they can, it's like it glues them together. And then once that is glued and put together, the cup looks even more gorgeous than it looked before because it has all these cracks. And they're in, and all those cracks are filled with gold. And so they don't throw nothing away, and God doesn't throw anything away. And all the things that has broken us, God makes it beautiful. He makes it beautiful, and then our lives are more beautiful and even stronger and more valuable than they were before. And I sense that God is doing that in your life. God is doing that in your life right now. I thank you, Lord, the beauty for ashes. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for Sarah. Sarah, talk to me, Sarah.
Well, I just love the show. I, praise the Lord for you. And those, that analogy was beautiful, just everything about it that the Lord gave you to say, because that's it. I mean, you know, some rough patches comes along and the Lord uses his hands to mold it back together and say, you know what, I'm going to turn it around for your good. Because you're serving me, and I've been doing that this week and all the time. I'm just, you know, right now I have the Bible opened up, and I'm laying right beside it, and I'm just thanking the Lord. Because it's rainy and it's cold here right now, and I just thank him for all the weather. So the word, back in essence to what you were saying, the word that the Lord gave you to tell me and to prophesy to me, it's just that it was right, because it was a, you know, I've been through a little bit of a shaky road, I want to say, on this week, and especially. But it's like the Lord is, the more I get into his word, the more I seek his face and everything, he molds it back together so beautifully. So, yeah, I agree 100%. The Lord is so good.
Wow. Yeah, it's like you're giving him your broken pieces, but, you know, he loves that when we're broken before him and we are giving him the things that seem broken. He puts our lives back together. He's the potter, we're the clay. And he puts it back in a unique way, in a beautiful way. And he's putting the glory of God is putting it all together. God's glory is putting all that stuff together. It's just a beautiful thing that he's doing in your life. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Lord. You know, that's what he put in my heart to give you, you know, that analogy. And you just have to see it in your eyes, in your mind's eye, how beautiful, you know. Think of a beautiful vase that you like, and imagine if that vase broke and had different pieces, and then being put together with the glue of gold, his glory. It's just beautiful, more stronger than ever, and it's more valuable. It's just gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. It's a beautiful sight. So God is, mm-hmm. God's glory is, it's the one that's doing that in your life. And no matter what the enemy comes in, don't let him lie to you. Don't let him lie to you. Don't let him lie to you, you know, because that's the way he gets an open door to get his foot in. So he can take, kill, steal, and destroy. But he wants to give you abundant life. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing it, because that's your abundant life, and you're going to see such beauty coming out of this whole situation, and you're going to take a look back, and then you're going to go, oh, wow, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Sarah's life. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And I thank the Lord for what he's doing in your life as well. He's giving you beauty for ashes as well. He's putting the light not only for me, but on you as well to share with others. And that is glorious. That is so heavenly to be able to go from person to person and share God's love and light.
It's only God. It's only God.
It's only him.
It's only him. He's the beautiful one. We tell him how beautiful he is, and he comes back and tells us how beautiful. It's like the Song of Solomon, that he's telling her how beautiful she is, and she's telling him, "Oh no, honey, you're handsome. You're handsome." That's the beauty of a relationship with my lover. Oh, you're so gorgeous, honey. No, honey, you're handsome. I love you. Like the hillbilly says, "I love you." So, thank you. God can be funny too, you know. He can be funny.
Oh, I know.
There's all kinds of love out there, and he knows exactly how to love you. So, I mean, he's fun. He's fun. God is fun. And I'm just learning about that now. I'm learning about how fun God can be. And even in the midst of all this crazy stuff that's happening, oh, man, God is awesome. He's awesome. Amen. Is there anything else you would like prayer for, or you want to give a testimony, testify, remember? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yes, I have a testimony. I was going to tell you, I think I did last week, was where I ended up taking the job with the infants, and my supervisor, she's a Christian woman of God, and what really got us going is when I told her that children were a gift from God, and from the Lord. So she was like, oh, that's what did it, you know, and she lit up, her face lit up, and my testimony is, you know, the Lord is so good just to give us opportunities to wake up and praise his name, just to give us opportunities, period, whether it's for a job or for a second chance or just even for forgiveness, you know?
Mm.
So I'm thankful to the Lord. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, little ones are so much fun. I don't have the little ones anymore. Mine are adult and teenagers, my grandkids, and so I don't have babies around. So anytime I see a baby around, I just take them and hug them, and oh, I love it. You know, when they're so little with the teeny weeny hands and the little feet and everything little. I like little things. I love you. You could ask my granddaughter. I have little small things. I don't know. Maybe I'm becoming a little girl again or something, because when I see miniature things, oh my goodness, I just fall apart. I'm like, oh, how cute. It's so tiny. Oh, that's so cute. I just, you know, it's like I was a little girl again. I got my little tea set and things like that. I'm really a little girl this time.
Yeah.
My granddaughter wants to take my stuff. I go, no. You can play, but you cannot take away. This is mine. These are my toys. So I have fun with when I see babies. It gives me a chance to, you know, be a kid around little kids.
So, yeah, relive the moment again. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm praying that my son will one day settle down with a good girl, a good Christian girl, and give me grandkids. Give me more grandkids. My daughter goes, no, don't look at me. So, well, thank you, Sarah, for calling. You continue with what God is doing in your life. And God bless you. And give you a wonderful week. And bless your daughter and your family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Love you and have a blessed weekend.
You too. God bless. All right, I have one more caller, but they haven't raised their hand. I think they had their hand raised up earlier, but they put it down. There's time for you if you want to raise your hand tonight. If not, I'll look for a nice little song. Or let me just talk to you about something. There's this movie out, Vanellope. She meets the Disney princess. And you know how I was talking about the marine spirits? A lot of the things that we've talked about tonight, a lot of them operate in the marine spirits, in the spirits in the waters. And you see this cartoon character talking to the Disney princesses, and each one talks about exactly how that spirit of the marine spirit operates in the waters. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's true. I think it was Sister LaShawn, she says, all these movie makers, they expose themselves. They say things out in their movies. And exactly when I looked at that, the first thing that I thought about was about her. And they do. Those the Disney characters, and I got a story. Many years ago, I was as a military wife. One night, we went to a sister's house, and this sister said, we were all together, and we were praying. But before that, we were fellowshipping. And she said, Sister Carmen, I had a dream with you last night. And I said, really? And she goes, yeah. I dreamt that we were all together praying in my house, and that all of a sudden we saw this mouse in my house, and that we all got on the sofa, but you got off the sofa and took the mouse, and you slammed it on the floor, and you killed it. And I was like, that sounds kind of rough like me. And she goes, no, but the thing was, you opened the window. When you opened the window, you flung it out through the window, but that mouse became alive again outside, out there with a whole thousands and thousands of mice. And I was like, what? But it didn't register in me. But the next day, early in the morning, we had to get up because we had a trip planned with a group of military families, and we all went to Euro Disney. And we went, and, I mean, we had a really awful time. There were some family members that were acting. They were at their worst. But anyway, at the end of the whole day, we all gathered for the end of the tour of Disney, right? And it was like a parade of lights with the different characters parading around. And I had just gotten out of the souvenir shop, and I had a whole bunch of stuff. And so I had souvenirs for my kids from Euro Disney. And so here we are. It's already night, and we're looking at the parade of the different characters. And as they're going by, the Holy Spirit goes, you see all this? Idolatry. And I'm like, what? He goes, idolatry. So I was like, why couldn't you tell me that before I spent all this money on souvenirs? So when we got back home, and we were living in Germany, that was in France, and we were living in Germany. And when we got home, we went through the room, and we got rid of everything that was Disney. I got rid of it all. I mean, some people might think I'm crazy, but I don't want in my house what God calls idolatry. So I got rid of it. And my daughter was saying, well, Mom, what are we going to do? You know, I'm not going to have any toys. I go, don't worry. God will supply. God will give you what you need. And he did. Sure enough, as the years went by, we got toys that were more, they were better for her. And there were some other ones that we had to learn to get rid of them because they also had things that, you know, had to do with the kingdom of darkness. So, you know, sometimes family gives your children movies and toys and things like that. And he wants you not to put those things for these kids because that's how they have an open door for these children. We ourselves, the teachers, can open doors for these kids to get attacked later on. So I'm asking you to really be careful what you give the young, the innocent children. These movies that you allow them to see, they look innocent, but that's the enemy's strategy, to have an open door so he can gain access to their lives later on. And then when they least expect it, all the stuff comes out, and it looks simple and looks innocent, and they get involved with things that have to do with the dark, with darkness. Amen? Because he starts desensitizing them from an early age, even up when they're even babies. So the enemy doesn't care, even if you're in the mother's womb. Your mother, your father, somebody can open the door for you to have an open door for you to be oppressed later on. So please be careful and be sensitive. Let the Holy Spirit, even the presence that you're going to pick, pick them with the wisdom of God. Amen. So I see someone still on the line, and you can be prayed for. Everybody else was prayed for. So I am going to play a song. Please read Daniel 9. And I recommend that if you want to intercede for your family, that is an awesome prayer to pray. And stand in the gap for your family, for your city, for your nation, for yourself, like Daniel did. Give me one moment here, and I'll be playing a song here. One moment. I wanted to find this song, but I couldn't find it. But here it goes, and I'll play it in a moment. Let me make sure that I get it. I didn't have that plan. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to get sick of some of the songs that I play, but you're going to hear a message in these songs. Amen. So here goes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was Fly by Jason Upton. Oh, that song always gets me. And it says, can you hear what I hear? Can you see what I see? God wants you to fly high and escape the snares of the enemy so that you won't leave an open door, so that you won't believe the lies of the enemy, and you will fly free and be freed. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Once again, let's pray for the victims, you know, that are in that synagogue. I pray that they were able to get them and that things are resolved. This is a terrorist act towards the synagogue in Colleyville, Texas. Something like that, yeah, Colleyville, Texas. And pray for the peace of the Middle East, for Israel. There's a lot of things going on, and many people don't understand. Hopefully tomorrow, Nicole will speak about the revelations, and maybe she might touch on some of those points so that we have a better understanding what Israel plays in the last days and how that, what things to look for as we look at what's going on in the news and in our world. We need to pray. We need to seriously pray. And our prayers are the ones that are going to tear down the strongholds of the enemy. And our worship is allowing God to do battle on our behalf for whatever it is that we need. You know, so include worship. Worship him. Be in his presence and just worship him and be still before him. And you will see what the Lord is going to do. Like he told Moses, be still and know that I am God. And so as we worship before him, worshiping him, lifting our hands and letting him fight our battles, and he's going to do it. Amen. And I'm proud of you girls. I'm proud of the callers tonight and their testimony. God is doing an awesome thing in each and every one of you, and I pray that he takes you even higher and that you may be able to fly higher than you've ever flown before in the things of God. Please pray for Prophet Randy, for his family, for every prophet, every minister on PGN. Let me pray and release God's blessing over this week. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for the privilege of standing before you here and ministering to your people. Thank you for the words you gave them that helped them, Father God, in their lives, of where they can take that word and just go and move forward in you, Lord. I just ask you, Father God, you continue that good work that you've already started in them. I pray that you also bring more people onto PGM, people that need you, that need to be shepherded in spirit and in truth, Lord. I ask you, Father God, for a blessing over Prophet Randy, that you continue to touch him and help him, you know, in the things of the ministry, that he can orchestrate things the way that you want him to do it, Lord. I pray that you bless him, that you give him wisdom, divine wisdom, to know what things need to be done in the ministry. I pray for each and every minister, Father God, that you would just bless them in their finances, in their homes, in their families, Lord. I pray, Father God, for each and every person on PGN, Father God, that you bless them in their finances, that you bless them in their homes, that you bless them going in and you bless them going out. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for their lives. I thank you for their growth, Lord, because you're the one that does the growing in them. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for the things that you hear us praying about and that you're the answer to prayer. Bless, Father God, and keep everyone safe from these viruses, Lord, and from the effects of these viruses. Keep our blood, our DNA clean, Lord. Touch, Father God. I just continue to pray for those people in the synagogue. My heart is praying, Father God, for them. I just pray that you just let it be a good outcome. In Jesus' name, be with the police officers. Be with every person involved, Lord, that no one gets hurt. No one. I thank you, Lord, that whatever the works of enemy, that the enemy tried to do, that it's dismantled in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all you do. Bless in Jesus' name. I'm going to try this one person just right before we go, and if they're not there, I'll speak to them quickly. If not, I have already prayed for them. 111. Are you there? 111. Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Hello. Yes, this is Robbie.
Your name and where you're from?
Virginia.
Can you give me your name again?
Robbie.
Okay. I had prayed for you earlier. You're the only 111, and you might want to listen to the recording again. But let me mute you real quick, and then I'll pray for you. Thank you, Lord, for Robbie. Thank you, Father God, for the work that you're doing in Robbie, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the revelation you're giving him. Thank you, Lord, for the things, the rest that you're giving him, Father God. Yes, Lord. Yes, I felt that one. The rest you're giving him. The guidance you're giving him. The wisdom you're giving him. Thank you, Lord, because you are a lamp unto his feet, a light unto his path. Thank you, Father God, for illuminating his path and giving him direction. Direction. For the path that he's looking to follow, and that is you, Lord. He wants to follow you. Thank you for shining the light onto his path. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Robbie.
Hey.
Yes? Yes, would you like to give a testimony? Would you like prayer about anything?
I'm just thankful, and I thank God for that word that came forth or what have you, because that it's just like it kind of hits. It hits home. I mean, that word was just like right on the money.
Good. Because it's from the Lord. It is from the Lord,
yes.
And it should bring you encouragement to continue walking with him. There's something about revelation, that he's trying to give you revelation. I know I played that song, but I prayed that before, but nobody answered. I don't know, something about your eyes, God is giving you revelation. You're going to see that. You're going to see that. I sense that you're seeking him, and he's doing it. And so be encouraged because he's going to give you more. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's going to give you more, more, more. Give him more, Lord. Give him more. Give him more. Oh, Lord, I don't know what that is, but I sense that you're seeking him. And you're seeking him, and he's giving you that revelation. Oh, thank you, Lord, that revelation that you're seeking after. To stay humble, my advice to you, stay humble, you know, in him. It's not about you, it's about him. And thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in Robbie. Lord, thank you, Lord, because of that pure relationship between you and him. Thank you, Jesus, for that pure relationship between you and God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Oh, Lord, give him more. Give him more. Touch him right now in a special way. Thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you,
your
Jesus.
Peace and your rest. Thank you for the peace and rest. Lord, he needs it. He needs more. He needs more. Give him more. Give him more. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, I could even feel myself in that peace, in that rest. I could sense it. I could feel it for myself, too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Our cup overflows, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know what we need. You give us the abundant life, abundant, abundant life. Thank you, Lord, because you give us more than enough. It's overflowing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there anything else you want to pray about? Something you want to testify?
I guess I wanted to say that one of the things that I have noticed, or I would say that I have been experiencing, is that I realize that I see you know, God just strengthening me in ways that I really can't even really explain it, you know. But I know it's Him.
Yeah, it's through His Word. He's giving you revelation, and that's going into your spirit, man. You're eating God's Word, and it's filling you. And you're eating. You're having spiritual food, and that's what's giving you strength. That's what's giving you the strength. It's reading God's Word. And it's going from your head into your spirit, man, and that's what's helping you along this journey right now, whatever you're going through. So continue doing that, to continue in that strength, okay?
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Do you do ministry?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I kind of sense that. Well, you're on the right track. I know, you know, sometimes when we're in ministry, sometimes we go through certain things, but, you know, God allows it so that we can know how to minister to other people and that we have the heart for the people so we can identify with them. And it's not always easy, but it is a joy when we see what God has been doing in us and sharing it with other people. That is the joyous part. But what is done in secret will come into the light. That the things that He does along with you, you know, and that may be rough, all that changes, but you know what? It comes to the light. It comes to the light, and then it bears fruit, and then you're able to be used by the Lord to minister and touch others. And so, thinking not strange of these things are happening, and you just keep on going and allow the joy of God to remain. Don't let the enemy steal that joy, and enjoy that path. I know it sounds weird, but enjoy God and that path and that revelation. And you're going to see a change in you that you didn't see before. And it's a growth. It's a growth. It's like something different that God does. While you did the same thing before, now it's happening different. It's like joyful. Yeah, Lord, I'm learning something. Yeah, Lord, I'm not taking it hard. Yes, Lord, it was rough before, but I'm seeing the bigger picture of all of this, and I know that you're doing something big here. So I thank you, Lord. And then you start worshiping him, and you worship him, and you praise him, and you seek his word, and you let that go from your mind. You roll that and meditate that word into your spirit, and that's what's keeping you right now. I see, he's giving you a lot of revelation, and it has been through, I sense through a lot, but it's okay. You're on the right path. You're on the right path. Okay?
Praise God.
Be encouraged.
Hallelujah.
Be encouraged. You. Don't be dismayed. Don't be dismayed. You know, God is doing something beautiful inside of you. So, don't shrink back. Just keep moving and see it with different eyes. See it with different eyes. Don't see it the way you used to see it before and let God, it could be a fun journey at the same time, even though you may have hell breaks all around you, but you're laughing. And when you laugh, the enemy is like, what? The things that I'm doing is making them laugh. All right, so submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You got to see it different.
Amen.
Got to see it different because that's what the enemy's looking for. He's being like, oh, it's working. It's making them miserable. But then when you know, that God is for you, not against you, and that he has a plan, and he has a plan to do you good, you don't see it the same way. You don't see it the same way. So be encouraged, my brother.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I can sense that you received that. You've been going through stuff, but that's your word. Amen.
Amen. Man.
And stay praying for what's going on, the things that I was asking for, the things that are happening to the synagogue, to the Jewish brothers and sisters. Keep them in prayer, and also keep Israel, for the peace of Israel. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful week. Do you have anything else that you need prayer for before I close?
Pretty much sums it up. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Hallelujah.
God bless. God bless you.
And God bless call you again. As well.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. God bless. Have a wonderful week. Well, everybody, you be blessed. God bless you. You have an awesome week. Remember, close those doors to the enemy. And remember, don't be afraid of deliverance. Deliverance is good for you. You could go further for the Lord. It's like throwing baggage out. Baggage out. You become lighter and lighter, and it'll be easier for you to serve the Lord when you get all those things that shouldn't be there. Amen? And just close the door on the enemy. Remember, he's a liar. He's a liar. He's a father of lies. Don't let him lie to you. Well, God bless, and good night.